welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 16th. You'll be interested to know. 96 years ago today, in 1929, the inaugural Academy Awards ceremony took place at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles, California. This historic event marked the beginning of an annual tradition that celebrates excellence in the film industry. The first Best Picture Award was presented to the silent film Wings, and Emil Jannings received the Best Actor Award for his performances in The Last Command and The Way of All Flesh. This momentous occasion laid the foundation for what would become the most prestigious award ceremony in the world of cinema. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 to 3 mph, keeping the surface smooth as the day progresses. As we move into the afternoon, conditions may shift slightly with some bumps. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 18 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first low tide Friday will be a half foot just after 6:30 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents predominantly choppy surf conditions with wave heights ranging from 2 to 4 feet. Morning sessions on Saturday and Sunday feature south-southwest winds, but deteriorate with stronger southwest winds by afternoon. Monday offers slightly improved, fair conditions in the morning, but choppy waves return later. Expect a mix of waist to shoulder-high waves throughout the period, with variable wind impact. This morning, it's cloudy, and it feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:48. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 68 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions, a low of 57, and a slight chance of rain, with light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies Saturday with a high near 65 and light winds from the southwest. A slight chance of rain is possible Saturday night with a low around 57. Sunday remains mostly cloudy with a high near 66. Monday brings mostly sunny skies and a high near 71, followed by a partly cloudy night with a low around 58. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 77 and a partly cloudy night with a low around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, U.S. Customs and Border Protection's San Diego sector is undergoing a significant shift in its immigration enforcement mission due to a notable decrease in asylum seekers and undocumented migrant crossings. Catch and release is now over, emphasizing serious consequences for illegal border crossings. Arrests have plummeted from an average of 1,500 to 2,000 per day to fewer than 30. As maritime crossings become increasingly perilous, with recent incidents near Torrey Pines State Beach resulting in fatalities, both Castrejon and immigration advocate Pedro Rios stress the heightened dangers and risks posed by smugglers. Now on to sports. In a pivotal Game 6, the Denver Nuggets triumphed over the Oklahoma City Thunder, thanks in part to unexpected contributions from Julian Strother and other young players. With star Nikola Jokic resting in the fourth quarter, Strother scored 8 points in a crucial stretch, allowing Jokic to catch his breath. Ultimately, Strother finished with 15 points, while teammate Christian Braun added 23 points and made key plays. This performance underscored the importance of Denver's supporting cast, which has often struggled. If they continue to support Jokic, the Nuggets could make a deep playoff run. In local sports, tonight at Petco Park, the Padres face the Mariners for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Steph Kolek, who is 2-0, faces Logan Evans. First pitch is at 6:40 under partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees. The game can be watched exclusively on Apple TV+. In top news, Michael Saylor, the executive chairman of Strategy, formerly known as MicroStrategy, has shared a unique piece of advice for Bitcoin investors, stating, "Sell a tooth if you must, but keep the Bitcoin." This lighthearted quote follows his earlier dramatic suggestion in February to sell a kidney if you must. Saylor has consistently encouraged aggressive investment in Bitcoin, even urging followers to mortgage homes. Under his leadership, Strategy has acquired over 568,840 Bitcoin, valued at nearly $59 billion. He believes the company's potential could soar to $1 trillion and beyond as Bitcoin continues to rise. In business news, GD Culture Group, a small technology firm linked to China, has announced a funding deal worth $300 million to build a cryptocurrency treasury, which includes acquiring President Trump's meme coin. NASDAQ-listed GD Culture Group has a market value of approximately $26 million and utilizes artificial intelligence to create digital human models for selling products on TikTok. The company plans to raise funds through stock sales, mirroring strategies used by firms like MicroStrategy. Following the announcement, GDC's stock price initially surged but has since retreated. The meme coin Trump currently holds a market value of nearly $3 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at $104,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $2,600. And Goetze's Maximus is down 36% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's next generation of CarPlay, called CarPlay Ultra, is officially here for new Aston Martin vehicle orders in the United States and Canada. This exciting update will soon be available for existing models with compatible infotainment systems. Other automakers, including Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis, are also working on integrating CarPlay Ultra. This system allows users to manage their car's radio and climate through on-screen controls, physical buttons, or Siri. CarPlay Ultra supports the iPhone 12 or newer, running iOS 18.5 or later, offering real-time information across all driver screens. Entertainment news. The AMC A-List program has become a passionate topic among its nearly 1 million members, who discuss it as if they are part of an exclusive club. Membership costs between $20 and $28 per month, and anyone older than 13 can join. Members enjoy benefits like attending up to 4 movies a week and using a special VIP line for concessions. Many proudly share their experiences on social media. AMC's CEO, Adam Aron, acknowledges the program's success, stating that these members are their single best customers. It's clear that the AMC A-List is more than just a service. It's a lifestyle. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "There is nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.